was approaching my sixth decade and feeling a keen delight about life. My parents were safely ensconced in a lovely retirement community in Illinois near my sister. My daughters were successfully exiting the nest, and my husband and I were enjoying a new home we had recently built, with some exciting travels amid our busy but fulfilling work schedules. I had no clue how dramatically my life was about to change. Instead of entering this new stage of my life with my life partner and beloved family members, my 60s have been consumed with traumatic, stressful losses. My parents, husband, sister, and dog died, one following another, leaving myself and our daughters bereft. There were days, especially early on after my husband Jay died, when I didn't know how I could go on without the presence of that big love. Although I'm a psychologist and had plenty of opportunities to study grief, the firsthand experience was far different from what I'd encountered from books, training, or even friends and clients walking their grief journey. This book is my story of loss and healing, and yet it's so much more. It's about how we struggle and how we manage. It's about how we can choose to wither or to grow when confronted with traumatic loss. And while it's my personal story, it's also a psychologist's perspective on how to endure and ultimately heal after loss. Surprising discoveries. The 10 years since my husband, parents, and sister died have held many surprising discoveries, beginning with the fact that I could simultaneously lose so many people I loved, and that I and other survivors of hard loss were able to cope better than imagined. Not everyone becomes stronger from traumatic loss, but a substantial number of trauma and loss survivors grow from challenging and catastrophic experiences in ways we couldn't have envisioned at the beginning of our bereavement journey. When loss came to me, I was amazed to discover how many of us don't stay stuck in despair, but move forward and thrive. As a psychologist, I wanted to identify how this happens and share the process with others. I've learned it's not just one thing that propels us toward coping and thriving, but rather a constellation of ingredients I describe in Sweet Sorrow. Another big discovery was that while the physical body of our beloved is no longer around, their presence and spirit still surround us. While not everyone will experience this kind of connection with someone they've lost, being aware of this possibility may offer a new form of optimism or balm for the wound. Sweet Sorrow also provides solid suggestions, tips, and resources for the process of starting over, healing, and caring for self and others who are suffering. Loss and grief come to everyone. This book is also about the recognition that we aren't on this loss journey alone. The Buddhist story of the mustard seed illustrates this. A bereaved woman who had lost her only son couldn't put down his dead body and was going mad from the senselessness and meaninglessness of the experience. She encountered the Buddha and asked if he could bring her son back to life. His response was priceless. "Yes, I can," he said. "If you bring me a mustard seed from a house that has not experienced death." When the woman went from house to house and could find no one who hadn't experienced death, she put down her son's body to rest. Pema Chodron, in When Things Fall Apart, says, "Sooner or later we're going to have an experience we can't control. The essence of life is that it's challenging. But to be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest." This is the conundrum. How do we cope with and heal from something so real, so pervasive, that we aren't ready to meet?